case for the day is number 08-1741, 3SM Realty and Development, Inc. and Mahendra Mehta against Federal Deposit Insurance Company and Mr. Shaw. Mm. Mr. Ryan?
Mm. Thank you. If it may please the court, my name is Wayne Ryan. I represent the plaintiff in this matter of 3SM Realty and Development, Mehta. Mr. Mehta is also an attorney. This matter evolves from an effort by Mr. Mehta to collect on a judgment that was first entered after a jury trial in the Circuit Court of Cook County. The case initially involved Mr. Shaw as a defendant and also Superior Bank. Superior Bank was liquidated by the FDIC. As a result, the case was then removed to the federal court, where it was assigned to Judge Hibbler, who affirmed the verdict in favor of Mr. Mehta. Mr. Mehta has been attempting to collect this judgment for a period of time. It's a rather large judgment. And in the interim period, Mr. Shaw filed a bankruptcy down in Texas, in Houston, Texas. That case dragged on for a number of years. Ultimately, the discharge was denied. And the reason for the denial of the discharge was Mr. Shaw's fraudulent conduct, in which he would assign other people's name, pretend to be his own brother, various fraudulent aspects of this case in order to avoid creditors, including Mr. Mehta.
What effect did that refusal to discharge have on the lease that had been executed?
It is our contention that the effect of the discharge makes the issue of the release by the trustee moot.
What do you mean moot?
That once the bankruptcy court has made a decision that the debtor should not be entitled to a discharge, anything that relates back to that would have no effect. And I'd also point out that the release, which is attached as an exhibit to the brief, does not specifically mention Mr. Mehta. It mentions various other creditors. I don't think that would have any effect on Mr. Mehta's efforts to attempt to recover his judgment against Mr. Shaw.
Of course, we're not reviewing the first decision of the district court here. We're just reviewing the motion to vacate. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. The 2008 order.
And so we have to rely on whatever is said in your motion to vacate.
That is correct.
Being relevant.
Right. And our argument is that the district judge, Judge Hibbler, should not have ended the citation proceedings, that all that the citation...
He did that, though, back in the 2007 order, correct?
That is correct.
And at least as I see this problem, Mr. Ryan, what we're dealing with essentially is the denial of a Rule 60B motion. Would you agree with that?
That is in part correct, yes.
Okay, what's incorrect about it, or what else do you
situation,
need to
have? Situation, there is a 60B that was filed by Mr. Mehta, who was handling the matter pro se. Mr. Mehta was under the impression that a motion to reconsider had 30 days, which is the rule in the Circuit Court of Cook County. You'll appreciate that it's 10 days here. Mr. Mehta, we have argued that was an inadvertent mistake on his behalf, and also that citation proceedings or any post-judgment proceedings in the federal court follows the state court procedure. And in the state court, of course,
had a panel decide that only the 60B is on appeal here.
That is correct.
So I don't see where that's open to argument at this point.
Well, again, it's our contention here that the judge abused his discretion in not allowing the citation proceedings to continue. The only purpose of the citation proceedings, which again is governed by the state court, Supreme Court rules and the Civil Code of Procedure in the state of Illinois, the only purpose there is for Mr. Mehta to bring into court individuals who may have not either knowledge of assets belonging to Mr. Shaw or who actually have assets that belong to Mr. Shaw, and that the ruling of the of Judge Hibbler effectively blocks Mr. Mehta's effort to enforce a rather large judgment in this matter. And that is the sum and substance of this. It's our contention that once the release was entered and then the bankruptcy was denied, the discharge was denied by the by Judge Clark in the bankruptcy court down in Texas, that should have been taken into consideration, and Mr. Mehta should have been allowed to continue with his citation proceedings, again, in an effort to collect the rather substantial judgment that was not only entered in the circuit court, but was also affirmed by Judge Hibbler in the state court.
What assets do you think were improperly conveyed to these?
It is our contention that a number of lots up in Zion, Illinois, were fraudulently conveyed by Mr. Shaw to various people for no consideration, that these were fraudulent conveyance, a substantial development in Zion, Illinois, worth millions of dollars.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan.
All right, again,
wrap up.
Sorry.
Do you have a word of conclusion?
That's basically it. And of course, there's no one here to. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ryan. The fifth case.